This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a Wednesday morning in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. How's it going, buddy?
Pretty good, buddy.
What's going on, female buddy?
Doing good, buddy.
Awesome. It is 32 degrees right now, chilly start.
Ooh, yeah.
That's okay. It's going to get up into the
40-ish?
Yeah, high 40s, all 40, right. 50, depending on where you are. Could be diddling 50 there. And it looks like we're going to be around that temp for the rest of the week, like high 40s, low 50s.
Not bad.
But we're not looking at any real, like, bad rain or snow or anything.
No ice. Yeah.
So we got that going for us. Fun night last night?
Fun night?
I'm asking you.
It was like a regular night.
Trying to take interest in your life, man.
No, I didn't even take interest in my life, man.
There's nothing to be interested in. Well, you could have had a really fun night.
What could I do?
We're living on the east side.
Like what?
Big night at Wegmans in Penfield last night.
Oh, I did see Big Star rolled into town. I mean Big Star.
Buffalo Bills offensive lineman Deion Dawkins was at the Penfield Wegmans signing his cereal.
Pushing his oats.
Kimmy, what's the cereal called again?
Something snow.
Snowflakes?
Right?
Snow, yeah.
Frosted snowflakes?
What was it? Frosted,
Frosted snow.
Snowy. You already snow.
Did he invent this, like how he eats cereal? Like he combines cereals?
No, no, that's the Kelsey brothers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Kelsey brothers do that stupid cereal thing where it's like five cereals in one.
Okay.
Buffalo snow.
Buffalo snow. There it is.
Buffalo
yes.
snow crunch.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So it's funny, the first thing you touched on,
mm-hmm.
you brought up how he's a massive human being.
Yeah.
You do not fully appreciate how big NFL offensive linemen are until you see them next to normal people.
Yes, they are frightening.
And proof of that is in an interview we did a couple of years ago, broadcasting live from training camp, former Bills offensive lineman Richie Incognito.
Right off the field.
Off the field. He's all sweaty. He's got all his pads on.
Yeah.
And he is sitting on a wicker couch next to Tommy Mueller.
Which I didn't know wicker could hold that.
Like, the couch is literally tilted in the direction of Richie Incognito. And Tommy Mueller, no exaggeration, is a third of the size of this man.
Yeah,
it's one of the funniest pictures you will ever see in your life.
And knowing, like, his background, he was the most frightening thing I've ever been around. And I've been married 3 times.
Especially because he was so charming, too.
Yes.
Right? Like, if you didn't know
He was very controlled.
If you did not know that guy's background, you would have thought he was the nicest man you ever met. And the fact that he had the ability to snap like that.
Yeah.
But we're getting off topic here. No, because, like, you look at the pictures and video of Deion Dawkins last night at the Wegmans in Penfield.
Mm.
And like these East Side moms that like go take a picture with him, and he puts his arm around him, and they just disappear.
Oh, sure.
They're all
He's a massive man.
Yes. So he was having a grand old time.
Yeah, he's very comfortable with himself.
Yes.
He's not afraid to say anything. Like he's always been a guy who doesn't hold back much.
But he's also like showed up at the stadium bare chested.
Yep, likes to take his chest out.
Just let it all hang out, man.
You got it. He's also a guy that'll plan these random fan events every once in a while. Like, for example, he had a car show in the parking lot of New Era Field like 3 weeks ago.
Oh.
Just randomly. He's like, hey, if you got a car you want to show off, come on down to the parking lot. We're going to have a good time. And he was hanging out with everybody, signing autographs, taking pictures. And what's awesome about this is Deion is far from the only Bills player that is out in the community doing stuff like
that. Who else is out there?
Well, we are living in a bit of a renaissance.
A renaissance?
Yes. I mean, it's one of the best times to be a kid sports fan in Western New York.
Yeah.
Because you see how Josh Allen deals with kids at Bills training camp, right? Dawson Knox, Dalton Kincaid, Keon Coleman, Ed Oliver, all of those guys, they are out. They're taking pictures. They're signing autographs. They're giving these kids core memories at camps and grocery stores and car dealerships.
Yeah.
And they're kind and they're fun and they're everything you need them to be.
Yeah.
When it comes to being a hero for your kid. They are so accessible right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of back to the way that it was in the early 90s.
Yeah, the Jim Kelly era.
You got it. Like, if you're a lifelong Bills fan between the ages of, like, 35 and 45, you know what I mean. Like,
if you're a mother, you stood in line for hours at the mall with your son getting those autographs, because that's what my wife did with my stepson.
Yes, you did. Yeah.
Because he was in, like, he was an avid Bills fan, and he wanted to go to every one of them. And Jim Kelly, to his credit, would stay till everybody got something.
Yes.
It was amazing to see that guy. And I'm talking like that guy would be there for 3 and 4 hours.
I have this
signing.
I have this vivid memory.
Yeah.
Jim Kelly was signing at the JCPenney in the mall in Greece.
That makes
sense.
And
it was all the line was all the way through the store, out the door, all the way down to where the Barnes & Noble is now.
Yeah.
And you're right. My dad and I got there like right before it started. We were one of the last in lines. And he stayed and he signed for absolutely everybody. But like it wasn't just Jim Kelly. Like it felt like every weekend there was a Bills player in town at a party house or a car dealership or a store that was signing. And it was the best time of my life. There was no feeling like being 7, 8 years old and standing across from these guys that you idolized.
They were huge stars.
God, it was awesome.
Yeah.
And my dad would take me to almost all of them, mostly to get autographs for himself.
Yes.
But it had a big time impression on me. And one of my most prized possessions is a scrapbook that my old man put together. It's like ages 6 to 10, me with the stars of the Bills area, and he would have them sign the book, and he would take a picture of me and these people, and he would put the picture right next to the autograph. And in every one of these pictures, I'm just beaming.
Yeah.
Right? Like Daryl Talley and Cornelius Bennett, Thurman Thomas and Don Beebe, and they're just like, ah.
I'm surprised he didn't swipe that book for himself.
Well, it's all personalized to me.
Okay.
So, you know, like, you all can't. Right. Unless he were to cross my name out and write Lance and then, like, stick his face over my face in the pictures. Like, I look at this and it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because I know these kids are getting the same experience we got when we were kids around here. I'm also jealous.
Oh, sure.
Because these guys are like bigger stars than the, you know, guys we knew when we were little.
Oh, sure.
Right? I mean,
Jim Kelly was a major star.
Outside of Jim Kelly.
Right. I mean, yeah, because you would see him on Letterman and things of that nature.
I love how everything to you, because you love Letterman so much, is.
If you got on Letterman, you were huge.
Okay.
Yes. If you got to throw a football on Fifth Avenue with David Letterman, you were cool.
252-WCMF, 252-9263. We're talking about Deion Dawkins. Last night, he was at the Penfield Wegmans signing his Snow Crunch Super Snow cereal. But everyone was having such a good time. He's smiling. Oh. Awesome. Does it bother you that he's doing this the week of the Chiefs game?
Well, he didn't get he gets a lot of penalties. Like, last week, he got – how many times did he – did he have three personal penalties for going off? Like
There was a couple of false starts.
I think he had three of them.
Okay.
And two of them were like back to back.
Okay.
So, yes.
Offensive linemen will pick up penalties. It's just part of the
job. But he stands out because he's the biggest guy on the line, right? As far as the name recognition.
Oh, you mean name recognition. And size-wise, I would make the argument he's both. Yeah.
He's personal. He's funny. He's in all the car ads. Yeah.
Okay, but that's not answering the question.
I am a little concerned. Big game this week.
Now, Josh,
I mean, you have a bye coming up. You could have done it then.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I guess it's when your company that runs the cereal that you're doing calls you and says you need to be here.
All right.
Right?
But if he has a raggedy game, I'm blaming it on his little cereal tour.
You know, it's funny because we assume, I guess we all assume, right, like these players will go home after practice, lock themselves in the house. Just because they're not doing something public doesn't mean they're not out doing something
fun. True, but I know what you're doing.
Okay. So 2 weeks ago, I can't remember which game it was leading up to, Josh Allen was having like the social time of his life.
Yeah.
He was at the Yankees game. They flew overnight, went out there with his quarterback.
Right. They also had the Halloween party.
And
the
Halloween party.
So they're you know, does Josh Allen drink?
Yes, because he slammed a beer during a softball charity game. And the word was Sean McDermott got very upset with him for that.
So they're boozing, partying,
having a good time. You don't know that he's boozing.
Well, they're drinking. If you're having a party, the girls are there, so you know that's going on.
What
it's
is
Halloween.
That? They're all their girlfriends.
You ain't getting laid as an adult at a Halloween party.
Hey, I'm going to guess if you're Josh Allen, you're getting laid sober as an adult at a Halloween
party. I understand, but big game's coming up.
Wait, there's no guarantee that they were drinking.
I understand.
No,
I understand.
You don't, because you keep saying it.
What are you partying then?
What do you mean?
What are you partying with? Ginger ale?
Maybe.
Call that a party?
I don't. Okay, are you a...
He also had a very slow first half.
What's that?
He had a very slow first half.
Yeah, but hey, you can't even tell me what game it was. What game was it?
It was a Dolphin game.
No, was it?
Yeah. It was a Dolphin game, and they came out flat in that first half.
So you think that it took one half to burn off the supposed alcohol?
Burn out the booze and the ladies.
Shut up. No, I don't know. Like, I do feel bad for these players only because every little thing they do is under the microscope. Your headphones are working.
Oh,
okay.
You want
to throw them on. Sorry, we're still working through our new board here. New technology. Is it working? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Hey, I'm here. Right. Hey, everybody. Everything they do is under the microscope.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Especially now, man.
And that's the big difference between back in the day and, you know, the Bills Super Bowl years when they can go out and do this stuff. And now, like, you know, Don Beebe could come to an autograph show and only 10% of people in Rochester would hear about it.
Right.
Jim Kelly could go out every single night till 2 o'clock in the morning.
And he did.
And no one was going to know about it. Whereas Josh Allen, as a gift to his fellow quarterbacks, takes him to a Yankees playoff game. And everyone's like, oh,
sure.
Halloween party that goes till 9 o'clock at night on a Tuesday. Oh, you're such an idiot. And here's the other thing I don't get about you. You get upset when Deion Dawkins is signing boxes of cereal.
Yeah.
You worry that Josh Allen is drinking too much ginger ale at a Halloween party.
Yes. Right? Too much sugar.
But then you idolize a guy like Stefon Diggs when you hear that he's got two women in a hotel in separate rooms on Valentine's
Day. Not confirmed.
There's certain guys that can handle the party lifestyle, and there's certain guys like, man, you're an amateur, man. Like, Jim Kelly was a scratch partier.
Okay.
Like, he partied in college and never looked back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he knew how to party. And I think that guy knew how to operate with a hangover. I don't see that with a lot of these fresh faces.
Oh, my God. Well, you want to talk about old man take. You know, when I was your age, I knew how to destroy my body. How do you know that Josh doesn't know how to do that?
He don't look it, man.
Based on what? He's a...
His face, his demeanor. Like,
he looks just like Jim Kelly.
And by the way,
he does not. Jim, listen, man, let me tell you something. I know a lush. I know a lush when I see a lush. I've been a lush my whole life. That kid ain't a lush.
By the way, how do we know, like, they weren't hurting? Like, how do we know they wouldn't have been 10 times better?
Great point.
Yeah, they fought through it, but was that the right thing to do?
It's a great point.
Like, give me the old days when those guys, you know, they literally drank on the sideline.
Yeah, that looked like really good football.
And if you look
Kenny Stabler, come on, man. The guy won a Super Bowl hungover.
They all died in terrible ways.
But, man, they gave you some great outdoor football coverage.
No, but in all seriousness,
those muddy
right?
games.
Like, if you look at, like, how these guys are living now in their 50s, 60s, and 70s. No,
oh, no they, yes.
If they're still alive,
yeah.
It's horrific. And a lot of that is from playing the game. I think you could also make the argument a lot of that is the way that they treated their bodies.
But they also live short, happy lives.
How do you not know? You lived like 10 years of happy and the rest of it was agony.
Yeah, you only get, think about life. You only get 10 good years no matter what you do.
Says man doing everything he can to hold on to the pathetic life that he's living. He didn't even get to be the quarterback of the Bills. You know, Josh Allen, you've seen the inside of his house. He's done a couple of tours.
No, I have not.
Okay, so his
it's got to look like a kid's house.
His basement is like nothing you've ever seen.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's like got a whole game room, a bar. It has a full golf simulator.
So it's like a 14-year-old with money.
You got it. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, like, that dude absolutely parties in that basement.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm sure he does.
And he talks about having the entire team over to party in his basement. So for you to sit here and be like, oh, he don't know what he's... Shut up,
but,
man.
But you're telling... But hold on now. You always give me these reports how the younger set now ain't partying anymore.
Well,
like
they're probably afraid to go out and be seen.
No. You're telling me that kids today, they don't drink like they used to? That smoking, drinking, sex... is all down across the board with the younger set.
These are the reports we're getting, yes.
Right. So these guys are that younger set.
Yeah.
They're kids.
I guess.
And all of a sudden you're telling me, man, the booger sugar's coming out, man, and the hose pulling up in the limo with the pole? I don't think so.
So do you want...
It's got to look like it's got to look more like a Christian social.
So, yeah, but we crush those guys that have that party. I mean, I'm thinking like freaking Johnny Manziel, right? He partied himself right out of football.
He was fun, though.
But what do you want?
Yeah,
like a little of both.
No. You just yelled about a serial signing. And now you're yelling that they're not doing cocaine on a Wednesday.
No, but I'm saying I don't think they party. You think they party more than I think they party.
Yeah,
I think
what you're doing is buying into the jive. I think that these guys have
They just don't show you that they're partying.
And not just that, Kimmy. They have
everything else.
They have well-managed public profiles. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys have managers and social media managers that show you what they want you to see.
All right. So you're telling me there's a dark underbelly to this whole thing.
I mean, would it?
I'm just saying, don't count it out.
Yeah, would it be surprising? I mean, you have 20-something-year-old guys with millions of dollars.
I just don't think you can keep anything quiet anymore.
Okay. God, you are such a sucker.
Everything happens now. Such it's out there.
Yeah, unless you do it inside your own house with other people, mutual destruction.
And they all got the phone.
They all got, yes, because Dalton Kincaid would take out his phone and videotape Josh Allen.
No, but his girlfriend could.
Yeah, and guess what?
She half-dressed. She showed up bare-legged in a goddamn costume.
I have no idea where you're going with this.
You can't trust the girls.
They also have a lot invested in the situation.
Yeah. Yes.
That stops women.
So now it's the women's fault that they're not doing cocaine?
I'm not blaming all the gals out there.
What are you talking about?
There's some good ones.
You're the dumbest person I've ever met.
He doesn't know what he wants.
No, he doesn't even know what he's saying.
I just think everything gets out now.
Okay. God.
It's all out there.
We have a dynamite. If I don't know about it, it's not happening. Kind of breaker for you this morning here on CMF.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tommy, they say age ain't nothing but a number.
Yeah, until it catches up with you.
And here's the thing, man. Even people of a certain age can be in great shape for their age, right? Your body can
be
younger than it actually is.
Mm-hmm. People going long.
We have a way right now to tell if you are that person.
Fantastic.
But there's two potential problems with this.
Mm.
One, just because you can do this doesn't mean that you are healthy. And two, in attempting to try this, you may make yourself very unhealthy.
So I could, like, F myself up?
Well, I'll let you decide.
Okay.
You hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. The Mayo Clinic put out a new study.
What'd they say?
Well, how do you know if you're healthy?
All right.
How do you know if your body is where it's supposed to be for where you are in your life?
Mm-hmm.
The Mayo Clinic says it's easy to tell.
What do I do?
Based on push-ups.
Push-ups.
Yep. The Mayo Clinic has given a list of how many push-ups you should be able to do for your age. For example, at age 25, you should be able to do 28 push-ups if you're a man, 20 for women.
Right.
At 35, 19 and 21, 45, 14 and 16. Tommy, in your age bracket, you should be able to do 12 straight push-ups.
At 65.
Yes.
All right.
And if you can do 12 straight push-ups at your age, you are...
I won't die.
You're healthy.
Okay.
Like full-on push-ups.
Full-on straight-up
push-ups. Not like, assisted push-ups.
No. Like straight-up, regular-ass, pure-uncut Colombian push-ups. Kimmy, can you do 20 push-ups right now?
You should
I think you're in shape. I think I could do 20.
You work out.
Yeah, but I've never been good at push-ups.
I mean, it is.
What's stopping you?
I mean, you could just try push-ups.
No, I know, but like I remember even as a kid, like I never had a lot of upper body strength.
Okay.
I was never good at, like, you know how kids were really good at like things like the monkey bar? Like I was never good at any of that. I could run, I could do all that, but like when it came to like push-ups or anything like or like hanging from a bar, I was out.
So the only athletic thing Tommy's ever been able to do, you were the rope kid, the weird kid. yeah. gym class.
Well, I could do all the light stuff because I was little.
Yeah, itty bitty.
So they had this thing. They had this pegboard thing I told you one time.
Mm-hmm.
So like you take the pegs and you go up the thing.
Oh, I vividly remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
I could do that stuff. And nope. like the big guys could never do it because, no. of, you know, they're pulling all that weight.
It was quite embarrassing.
Yeah.
Because you would have to do it in front of the whole class.
Yep.
I could do the rope, but I didn't like heights. So I did it.
What a cruel, cruel world.
It kind of sucks, bro.
I'm really good at this, but I hate it.
I told you when I had to go off the high dive and I was freaking out and like...
Oh, yeah.
And they made you go off the high... That's back when they would force kids to do stuff.
Yeah, I am glad...
To traumatize you.
I am glad I wasn't around for the high dive thing because that would have made me crack
that
my
was,
pants.
That was summer camp and they made you go off the high one.
But going back to the push-ups thing yeah. with the Mayo Clinic here. So this isn't just some test of strength. The idea behind it is they use push-ups because apparently push-ups are a good test of your aerobic fitness, heart health, muscle and endurance, flexibility, and body composition.
So it's like an all-inclusive exercise
Bingo.
For your body.
You got it. The idea being if you can do the push-ups that's in your age bracket in the time that they say, your body is supposed to be good for your age.
What was the time? There's like 12, I guess, so like for, 20 push-ups. How long?
So for push-ups, it's not time. It's just straight.
You okay. just got to do it.
Yeah, nonstop push-ups. Right. Boom, 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 boom. All right, so Tommy, do you subscribe to the idea that if you could do 12 push-ups at your age, you are a healthy man?
I would think if you could pull it off, yeah, you're in pretty good shape.
Do you believe that because you think you can do 12 push-ups?
Well, I know I can do less than 100.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why do you say
I stand
that?
Behind that statement.
Okay, that's a good. Well, I mean, 12 push-ups is not a lot of push-ups.
No, it's really not.
At least not for me. At least I have my push-up day that I do on a weekly basis.
Yeah, I think I could do 12 push-ups.
And here's the thing. There's a bunch of different physical ways you can measure where your body's at. For example, they also have one of these tests, how fast you should be able to run a mile by your age. Like for you, Tommy, you should be able to run a mile in 12 minutes.
I don't know about that.
That's a fast walk. You could do it.
Yeah, like a quick, a slow.
Like a brisk walk?
A yeah. slow-paced jog would get you yeah. there in 12 minutes, although you got little legs. And in those shoes, that ain't happening.
Well, yeah, I'd have to switch out my boots.
Kimmy, for our age, we have to run a mile for health in 10 minutes and 47 seconds.
That okay, sounds like I was going to say, though. Like, I mean, it's it's doable, but that's not, I would think a lot of people would fall short of that.
Okay. So there's a good and a bad to this idea
mm-hmm.
that you can take a physical test to determine where your body's at. If you can pull this off for your age bracket, it'll make you feel better about where your body
yeah,
is.
Yeah, you're maintaining.
Yeah, as you're putting more miles on it. But the problem with this idea is the belief that if I can do this...
I'm good.
Exactly.
I'm going to push myself till I puke, so just to, like, you know, check that off.
Bingo. And it yeah. causes two major issues.
Mm-hmm.
The first being... Folks that shouldn't be attempting 20 push-ups in a row or running a 10-minute mile, like Kimmy said, will push hard to show they're okay. And when you do that, really bad things can happen.
Heart attack time.
Or that, or stroke. Straining a muscle. Okay,
I wasn't
thinking that extreme.
Well, at my age, you could, though. You could. Your age, no. But my age, you could have a stroke or a heart attack.
And we're all hoping for that.
I'm just thinking, too, you may do it once. Like, okay, I'm good. I don't have to do anything else. It would stop you from continuing... To get healthy if you think, well, I'm good because I could run a mile in, you know, under 10:40. Yeah.
Which kind of touches on the second point.
Where they touch it.
If you are able to do this because you're a naturally athletic person,
mm-hmm.
you won't worry about a damn thing with your health from that point
so
forward.
So anytime my father got a clean bill of health from mm-hmm. the doctor, he stepped on the gas with the booze, the food, the cigarettes. He said, I'm fine. He says, I'm going to make it another 20 years. He made it about another 20 minutes.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying?
I told you, I watched my old man. He had a heart attack. He was dead. He crashed his car mm-hmm. into a hospital. He was in the hospital for months.
Yeah.
Was in a coma. And he came to my house. I came home from work one day, and he had showed up with a sheet pizza with pepperoni. This was just after he had gotten out of the hospital.
The breakfast of the champions.
And I go, what are you doing? And he goes, the doctor said it wasn't because of my diet. And I go, I talked to the doctor while you were in a coma. I don't think that's true.
Yeah.
But I what I'm getting at with the second one is you're able to do this because you're naturally athletic, right? There are some people that just have the ability to do certain athletic things, no matter how out of shape they are.
Yeah.
Right? Like, there are those guys you'll see that are just big, fat guys, but they could put 300 pounds up on a bench press yeah. five times.
So we used to have this guy back when I worked in the grocery business, big, fat guy, Jimmy. And Jimmy could win anything on a bet. If there was money on the line, he could win. He bet everybody in the store he could outrun anybody in a dash.
Like a sprint.
In a sprint. And we had these skinny guys go up against him, $100. He finished the race running backwards.
No kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Big, fat. We used to call him Dancing Bear. And he, but it was all, but if you looked at him, He was a big fat schlub, but he could turn wheels, man.
Yeah. So like based on that, that guy probably thinks he's gonna be okay.
Right. And by now, I'm guessing that dude may not even be on the planet anymore.
Exactly. Like I guess the problem with these tests, whether it's the push ups to see how your body is, or the mile run, or the sit ups,
they don't really tell you where you're at.
Exactly. And you're going to find the one thing you're good at, because mm-hmm. everybody has something physically they're just naturally good at.
Yeah.
And you're going to latch onto that thing and convince yourself that you're okay when maybe you're actually not.
You're Thornton Mellon on the high dive.
Okay, Kimmy does not get
that. Oh, my God. You don't know Thornton Mellon.
She can't do a triple Lindy.
One of the greatest dives of all time. Very few guys could execute it.
Any idea?
Execute it.
Any idea? No, he actually said it the way he said it in the movie. Any idea?
I have no idea.
Why would Kimmy watch Back to School?
Such a good movie.
I agree with
you. Any Dangerfield movie is a classic.
Right, so here's the thing. It's a good movie when we watched it. If you go back and watch it now. Yeah, it's not really.
I haven't watched it in a while.
And another thing, Vonnegut. No, it's a great movie. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, Kurt Vonnegut was in it.
Kurt Vonnegut. Kimmy doesn't know who Kurt Vonnegut is.
Yes, she does. She went to school.
Kimmy, who's Kurt Vonnegut?
You went to college. What the hell did you read?
You can keep yelling at me if you want.
He wrote Slaughterhouse-3 and then the follow-up, Slaughterhouse-5.
Remember the guy with the gun?
Slaughterhouse-6.5. That one was not as popular. 252-WCMF, we're talking about this Mayo Clinic study. For health, they posted the number of push-ups people in good shape should be able to do for their age. For example, Tommy should be able to do 12. Kimmy should be able to do 19. I should be able to do 21. No,
you work out.
Why would yours be more? Oh, because you're
I'm a man. It's man versus woman, yes.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
So what if you can't do a push-up?
Well, I mean, I guess.
We knew those people, too.
That's what I mean. Like, there are just some people that were never able
to
do
push-ups. No, we knew a chick. She couldn't do a push-up, period.
Okay.
Even a chick push-up.
Like the
knees.
Okay.
Knees on the ground, she couldn't do one.
Okay, so
and she was a kid.
So that would be an indicator that maybe
you got problems, girl.
You would want to. No, because you're never too far gone. Like, that's the other thing about this, too, that sucks, right? Because there are people like that who will try and get down and they can't do one push-up. Mm-hmm. And they're very dejected and it makes them depressed.
Yeah,
and,
it's a bummer.
Right? But here's the thing. You're never too far gone. You can go and make things better for yourself.
Get yourself in shape.
No, but you can.
And apply yourself.
And it's not even like getting yourself in shape, like, you know, take your shirt off and walk around the beach and, like, your abs are showing off. Like, just to the point where you're comfortable.
Yeah, all
right. Look, man, I've been there. I was 300 pounds. It sucked. My body hurt. Couldn't do anything.
You were a big boy.
Shut up. Like, I mean, it seems impossible, but you can go. All you got to do, you can do it. You can do it. I'm telling you.
But most of us are, you know, it's tough.
Yes, I understand it's tough.
Diet and exercise sucks.
I know. I hate every second of it. I hate every second of it.
A diet is misery.
You know, the third thing that nobody really wants to talk about, and it's the one that your dad took the most joy in.
What?
There are folks that can run an 8-minute mile in their 40s. There are folks that can rip off 50 push-ups at 50 years old, no problem.
Yeah.
And you also see those stories of those people in the middle of doing those things dropping dead of a heart attack.
Oh, yeah, these marathons and stuff, absolutely.
And you would never imagine looking at them that all of a sudden one day they could be there and just a second later, bang, they're gone, right? So that also this isn't a definite indicator of I'm totally fine. Why are you laughing?
Because you're right, that was my old man. He took joy and, you know, because he lived in a 50-plus community in Florida. And every time there was somebody that, you know, took a pass that was healthy, he loved it. A waste your life. What are you going to do? Laps in a pool? You're going to turn it? You're going to be sucked into the filter?
I mean, it is scary to think about, right?
Right.
Like, unless you're having, like, regular tests, which you should start to do as you get older, but it's expensive, you're not totally sure where you're at.
No.
So you either put it out of your mind, which may be the healthy thing to do so you're not worried about dying it all the time. But then on the other hand, if you put it out of your mind, you also run the risk of doing things that could put your health at risk.
And that's most men. Because most men don't want to know. I mean, women seem to be more comfortable with their bodies, going to a doctor. Men are not. And they avoid it. They avoid any aches or pains. They just ignore it. Figure it as part of, you know.
It's weird, though, because you guys, you're right. You're right in the fact that, like, you won't go to the doctor. But you love to tell everybody about your health problems.
Oh, yeah.
Like, whenever you hear the most disgusting health issues, it's always coming out of a dude's mouth. Like, he loves to tell you about the most disgusting health things he's going through, but I'm not going to tell a doctor about this. I'm just going to tell my friends and family.
Well, because if you tell a doctor, Kimmy, you're going to get instructions.
Yes, your life's going to change, and you don't want to change.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, like, you are comfortable talking about it.
Like, my old man's big thing is I'm cutting back. Cutting back, or my diet starts Monday, where there's two famous lines, and he said them for 50 years.
Well, I mean, he was never wrong.
Yes.
Diet starts Monday.
Yeah, he didn't say what Monday. The next Monday after that Monday.
But it's funny, you're saying all the right things here, right? Mm-hmm. You know, guys should, you know, they open up to the doctor and go. But even you, who goes to the doctor literally every other day, you will lie to your doctor. What was that?
I was clearing my throat.
Okay, yeah, from all the lies. Because like, you'll go in, and your doctor will ask you how much you drink and smoke. And you will lie to his face.
Well, the smoking, they don't. So I found out.
Oh, here we go. Oh, I'm sorry. Is my dad back here with a sheet pepperoni pizza?
And this is Legitski, okay?
Oh, it's a Polish Legit.
It's a Polish Legitski. So the last time I went in to get checked up, she asked me about smoking.
Uh-huh.
And I said I smoked cigars all summer. She said, we don't count that. We're looking at cigarettes and chewing tobacco.
Oh, you were talking about, you went to Dr. Philip Morris.
Yes, he's a great guy. But she said the cigars don't count.
Okay.
Because I don't inhale.
Uh-huh.
I don't.
Yeah, no. I mean, there's the whole mouth cancer thing.
Hey, man, they said it was cool, and I only do it.
Did they say it was cool, or did they say it's not as bad?
No, she said that doesn't count. She says I don't have to write it on my chart.
Okay, that doesn't mean it's okay.
Yes, it does. Okay. It's not on the chart.
I wouldn't
call
it a healthy habit.
No, but it's not like the bad one.
And I'm not here to shame you, but okay. Well,
you brought it up.
No. The reason I brought it up.
I'm not here to shame you. You're smoking.
No, the reason I brought it up is because you sit here and you go, you know, you got to go to the doctor and get it checked out.
And I do.
But you go to the doctor and you give them wrong information, which causes wrong things to be recommended for you.
No, it doesn't. Because every time I go, hold on now, because you don't see my charts.
Uh-huh.
Every time I go and you get that thing immediately, my kidney and my liver all cool.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If you were telling
They're talking to each other.
If you were telling them how much you were actually drinking, the doctor may want to look at other things.
Like what?
Like, I don't know, things that indicate how your body is drinking, how it's dealing with the alcohol you're putting in your body.
I'm not a heavy drinker, Pat.
Is that a serious statement you just made?
I stand behind that statement.
Okay. How many drinks you have a night?
2 to 4.
So 4 to 8.
Regular glass.
But no. I've seen.
They wouldn't make a cocktail glass unless they want you to fill it up. They'd make it smaller.
You got two heavy parts of your body, your hand and your chest. And both of them
are from likes both.
Drinking. See, now he's just getting mad. Look, I don't know why
you're mad.
You're the one lying to the doctor.
And I feel fine. I had 4 drinks last night.
You had 8 drinks last night.
Look at me now. What's wrong? We're talking. I dressed myself. I got myself here. What did I do wrong?
Well, first of all, you barely dressed yourself. Second, let's see if you make it till 10. All right.
Even wore my beanie hat today.
You look like an idiot. You look like someone who's going to go grab his Vonnegut book and walk to a coffee shop afterwards.
Little sidebar.
Yeah.
I got a new hat tomorrow.
Did you just tease a new hat?
Yes. I'm
that you're not even going to wear in the stream? It's just an outside, keep your head warm kind of hat?
No, this is a different hat. This is a hat you don't think I'd wear.
I'm excited.
It's a combo plate hat.
It's a fashion week here in the break room on CMF.
Most of bitch voices.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Great. That's a way to give the people what they want. So tune back in tomorrow.
Well, Pat mocks my hat.
For a new hat, ladies and gentlemen. You're going to hear this story.
Okay.
And you're going to assume a lot of things. And you're going to be wrong about all of them.
Oh.
Because the term car accident can be a bit of a lie. Not many accidents are total accidents.
True.
But in this case, this scary situation.
Totally not their fault?
I mean, it may be exactly what they called it.
So how'd they end up where they ended up?
You're hanging out in the break room, right? It's just classic rock, 96.5, WCMF. This story went down out in Canandaigua.
What happened?
Early yesterday morning, police received a call for a car that had driven into the lake.
Wait, driven into the lake?
They drove the car. Yep. Into the lake.
In the morning?
Early in the morning, yes.
God damn.
So it went off the city pier.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So, Tommy, right off the bat, if I were to ask you the age of someone early in the morning that would drive their car into the lake off the pier, you would have guessed.
Old.
Wrong.
Young folk?
The man in the water, according to police, was 19 years old.
A kid?
Yep. Yeah. Police say he managed to get out of the car by himself and swim to shore. They say it happened around 1:30 a.m. So.
Whoa.
Now that we know
that part of the morning.
Now that we know that.
Yeah.
You got a 19-year-old, potential late night. You would assume the reason his car went into the drink was?
He was doing other things.
Wrong.
Oh, really?
Police say after an investigation, the 19-year-old showed no signs of intoxication from drug or alcohol. Nothing.
Straight up.
No girls around, nothing.
Nothing at all.
Straight up confusion.
Yep. So they say he managed to make it back to the shore. He was taken to the hospital to get checked out. We'll hope he ends up okay. Mm-hmm. The reason the police say this happened, the 19-year-old stopped his car to rest on the pier. Eventually, He tried to make a U-turn to get out of there.
Yeah.
And that's when his car went into the wall.
So he slipped over the wall.
I guess so.
Because is a weird area where you can drive on a dock.
But are you supposed
to? And there's no guardrails.
Are you supposed to drive onto the dock? Or
yeah, you can drive up because there's like a cul-de-sac at the end where you can turn around and leave.
I thought it was like... Is it that he wasn't supposed to be on the dock?
No, you can ride. Park on.
So you can actually technically be on there. Okay.
Yeah. He was only ticketed for the U-turn. He wasn't ticketed for being on the pier.
Okay. He should work on that a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. He wasn't ticketed for the U-turn. He was ticketed for moving lanes unsafely, which is the understatement of the century.
Yeah.
But this story, which everyone had totally different in their head, was simply an accident.
Okay. Yeah.
It was an embarrassing accident.
Yeah.
It was
at that age, super embarrassing.
And it was an expensive accident.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But it was an accident.
Okay.
Okay, did you guys see the picture of the car?
Yeah, I saw
them pulling him out. Pulling the car out.
F in the water. Yeah.
So it looked like he was in a pretty shallow area of water.
Well, it's a boat launch. So it is shallow.
Well, I was wondering how he got out.
It's a boat launch.
It is.
In the boat launch.
There's docks right there.
Did you see when they launched the boat? That's where the car was, a boat launch.
It would have been way worse in the summertime. Because he would have also hit a boat. So not only would he have gotten in the water, he would have crushed somebody's boat on top of that.
Well, that might have been...
So you could add another $50,000 to that accident.
At least.
Do you guys know what to do when your car goes into a body of water?
No.
Yeah, get out.
Okay, you...
Well, but there is like a method to it.
Yeah,
right?
You let it fill up and then you pop the door open.
Okay, so here's the thing. There's so many...
Which is super horrifying.
There's so many things they throw at you, right? So do I open the door while I'm sinking or do I wait till I'm completely submerged?
So the ones I saw, unless you have one of those things where you can smash the window immediately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They show you that scare the crap out of you, the water goes all the way to the top. And then when the pressure's right, you could force the door open, but it is because you're about to drown.
Are you sure that's how you're supposed to do
it? That's the way they showed it on when they show you on the news.
Okay, now forgive me for doubting you because I've seen these stories like 1,000 times, which, by the way, gives you the impression as a child that you're going to be in a submerged car way more than you actually are.
Yeah.
Because like for everyone listening, it's going to be zero times.
Probably.
Most people listen, right? But like. I forgive me for not trusting you for remembering the right way.
I grew up in Florida, man, where you literally drive a canal on one side, ocean on the other.
You're gonna trust Florida advice?
Oh, yeah, no.
When do you ever see that happen?
Well, I was going to say, like, how many people in Florida would you take advice from?
Will you get out of the car quicker in Florida because there's probably a gator now in your car?
All right, I'm going to...
If he wasn't already there to begin with, riding shotgun.
HOV lay, baby! The top way to get out, according to Google.
Okay.
Open the windows as soon as the car hits the water.
But you'd have to be... that fast because you're going to lose power quick because everything's wet.
Are you sure?
You can use your foot, shoulder, or heavy object like a steering wheel lock to get the window open.
Steering wheel lock.
Mm. The steering wheel lock.
So probably
like if you have like
a Hyundai or a Kia.
Oh, the club?
Yeah. Thank you, Kia boys.
Make sure you take off your seatbelt.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I can't get out with my seatbelt on?
Well, no. I mean, you're laughing, but in a panic.
Yeah.
I'm still stuck.
You would absolutely do that. You would have the door open. You'd be ready to go, and you would drown because your seatbelt is still
on. Nowhere does it say wait until the car is fully submerged.
I'm telling you, I saw it on 60 Minutes.
We
almost lost Mike Wallace.
Kimmy doesn't know who that is.
Mike, you don't know who Mike Wallace is?
60 Minutes.
Yeah, because I said it.
Yeah.
He was the manager of the Mets in 86.
Best friends of Kurt Vonnegut.
Your best chance to act is within the first 30 seconds to 2 minutes.
So the information you gave was not right.
I'm telling you what I see.
Kimmy is literally reading. Where's this coming from?
There's multiple sources on Google here.
Probably AAA is the one you want to go to. They got all the good stuff.
Popular Mechanics. That's one of them.
That seems pretty reliable.
I mean, I can keep, it's like news stories from bigger cities. NPR, ever heard of it?
It's funny. Ooh. Ooh, I love how you go, oh, she was doing it to you, you idiot. I'm glad I'm not that guy.
Ever heard of it?
252WC, now we're talking about this 19-year-old kid. He drove off the pier in Canandaigua early yesterday morning. A lot of people assumed this guy was either elderly or he had been.
Oh, yeah. It's old folk.
Under the influence of something. No, he was a 19-year-old kid. He had stopped to rest on the pier. He went to turn around to leave, and he put his car in the water by accident.
What was he doing down there at 1:30 in the morning?
I don't know. It could be one of those introspective moments.
For a 19-year-old?
Yeah, you didn't have a normal childhood. You never had those moments at 19 where you're trying to figure things out. You just want to be in a quiet place.
Yeah, usually I was down there pulling my thing, man.
You were cranking one out on the pier?
You never pulled off the side of the road. And
why did you need scenery?
Rub one out. No, I'm just in the car. I'm going to rub one out.
He's really into tugboats.
No, let's say
there
let's
are other
say,
places you could go off and be alone.
No, but I'm saying, like, let's say you went out, you got shot down, you got no action.
Yeah.
You're driving home.
Mm-hmm.
You get the urge.
Sure.
You pull over, you rub one out.
Pull onto the dock.
So, like, I've, you know, I'm very open about where I've done this before.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot say that I've done that.
You never pulled over, rub one out?
No. I mean, if I was going to do it, it was while I was still driving. But and it wasn't after getting shot down. You got to remember, though, I was of the cell phone era, so I had a couple of options.
Oh, true.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we did not.
You up, question mark?
And I also sometimes pulled over and looked at pornography that I had in my car. Well, back
in the days.
Well, you had to have hand pictures. Mags. We didn't have all these electronicals.
And you always had a car full of porn, didn't you?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so going back to the
just
story.
For safety.
Going back to the story with the 19-year-old, right? Like, it's funny. Like, all of this instruction we're getting, whether it's the wrong instruction from Tommy or the right instruction from Kimmy and NPR, ever heard of it? It may not even be helpful.
Why?
If you're going into the water, most of the time you really won't know what's going on until it's too late.
Yes.
Right? Because, like, with all of the things that Kimmy is describing, you need time to prepare.
Like, the sudden impact of all that,
yeah.
You know, like any car accident you've ever been in, it's so violent
yep.
and out of the blue. It yeah. just throws you.
Right.
Well, I mean, think about this case here, right? This guy was turning around.
Right.
And all of a sudden,
you know,
he's in the water. And thank God it looks like his car did not get submerged.
Yeah.
He was able to just get out of the car and go, right? But if this was deeper water,
oh,
it's
yeah.
dark.
Yeah.
No one else
it's
is around.
Cold.
Yes. The shock of it, too.
Yeah.
Right? You're right. Like, all of a sudden, you're underwater. You would have to be able to do all of those things.
Quickly.
Right.
Yes.
And know, yeah.
In the dark. Yeah.
How can you mentally prepare for a surprise of being underwater in the car, right? You know, I want you to think back to being a kid.
Okay.
Talking about this 19-year-old situation specifically.
Yeah.
Does this story make your buddy a badass if he did this? Or are you busting his balls?
Oh, you're busting his balls.
It is kind of badass.
Well.
It's badass, but it's something your grandpa should be doing, man. There should have been four floating ball caps with different sayings on them in the water. Not a kid.
And it's not
the
really
irony of a floating battleship bulkhead.
Yes.
And it's also not really cool when now you got to ask your buddy for a ride everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it.
Like, yeah, you totaled a car, man.
Yeah.
Okay, but I mean, if
by
you.
By doing a U-turn.
But if you go into that water submerged and get out, that is some James Bond level stuff. No?
It's self-inflicted.
I agree with you, but you still have managed to.
Okay.
But you'd still want to hear the story.
Right.
And, like, here's the thing. I could very easily look at you and be like, you couldn't do it, and you couldn't sit back and be like, yeah, what? I'd wait till the car was under. Oh, I'm dead. And Tommy Boulay's dead.
Much like Mike Wallace.
Because, look, I'm God rest his soul.
His watery soul.
No, like, I don't think I could do what Kimmy is describing here.
I don't think I could either.
And, like, one of my biggest fears is, like, this happens with my kids in the car. Because you got to take
I think you could with your kids. I think that would change.
Well, no, but I got to get them out first.
Yeah.
Right.
Like,
right?
Just the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm. Like, get my stuff off, turn around, get them out, figure out a way to get out of the car. Now, we all got to do it together. I also have to be brave the entire time because they're going to be screaming their heads off.
Yes.
Daddy drove us into a body of water. Again, like, I get being prepared for the moment.
Yeah.
But I'm getting anxiety just thinking about this thing that is never going to happen to me, knock on wood.
Yeah, it's an unnecessary fear.
Yes. Facebook messages coming in. You can always get us at WCMF or the Break Room Facebook page. This comes in for Brian, who we're saying this isn't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Brian says, this is more common than you think. Just because you don't hear about it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Remember that summer a couple years ago, two cars went into Lake Ontario in 2 weeks. He's right about that.
Okay, but he just said it happens more than you think. Every time it happens, we see it.
I would like to believe every time a car goes in the water.
It does.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We may be wrong about this story.
Oh.
Steve is on CMF. Hey, Steve, how are you, buddy?
If you look at the picture, you'll see that the car is completely underwater. That's about 10 feet of water.
Okay, because the one I saw, it looked like it was sticking out like one of the heads from Easter Island.
No, it's right there at Sega Marina, and that's about 10 feet of water.
10 foot.
Sega Marina, one of my favorite Mexican restaurants in Canada. So he did. Yeah. He did have to get out of the car underwater.
Yes.
Damn.
And Tommy is correct. Tommy is correct. If you go in and the water's trying to come in, the pressure from the water trying to come in will keep the doors from opening if your windows are closed. If you wait until the car is completely full, then the pressure goes away, and then you can open the door. So he's kind of right.
All right. So you're saying,
but the car would have to fill up.
No, Kimmy. What he's saying is. The paramedics will have an easy time of getting your body out after you drown inside your car.
Gordon Lightfoot sung about it, man.
No, Kimmy has no idea.
No.
Yeah, Gordon Lightfoot sung that whole tune about
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. What was that Gordon Lightfoot song?
Sometimes you're in the lake. You're trying to open up the door, but you're too late.
You didn't want to do the Gordon Lightfoot song about the shipwreck in the water?
I couldn't find the words.
Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald?
My favorite thing is two old guys agreeing with each other, but they're both saying different things.
And they're both wrong.
No, I just heard I was right.
Let's take a break. Well, Tommy studies the discography of Gordon Lightfoot. God, what kind of show are we doing this morning? Back to School, Kurt Vonnegut, Mike Wallace, Gordon Lightfoot.
What a hell of a show.
We'd be crushing it in 1982. Let's take a break. You know, you bring up Gordon Lightfoot. For those who know, he's a musician, right?
Yes.
Folk artist. You say that, bro, 50% of our audience.
He sells out every year when he comes down to Canandaigua.
He's dead.
Gordon Lightfoot's that dead?
Yes, he is. He died in the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Wow. He got that song off just in time as he was going under.
Write this down!
You know why? Because they didn't open up the hatch in time. So they had to wait till the boat went completely underwater. Then the main hatchway gave in.
All right.
The boys, it's too rough to finish.
We had a good transition with your crappy reference.
Now we're going to get calls. Well, actually, he did die
He came to Canandaigua last year.
Yeah, and
I'm looking at it right now. He
with
died.
Christopher Cross.
Yeah, and
he died in 2023.
Yeah.
I didn't say it was a good show.
Right, you know what the worst part is? He died right after Christopher Cross didn't think we're going to make it. This show sucks. Our show sucks so hard.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.